Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
Hey, away we go. Welcome to show number 2921. Along with Steve the Throw Hill, the Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and Mike Hawk. Montgomery! Thank you. Hi to the men's room. On tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has great American sandwiches. Noe Sherlock is back. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, the men's room shot of the day, fundable listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
Clack, clack. Drinking to draw.
All right, here we go, man. Now robs Subway restaurant, then comes back because he forgot a sandwich. Then he gets away. In Massachusetts, a whale-watching boat sees a 20-foot great white eating a whale in Cape Cod Bay. Scientists note antidepressants in water now making fish horny as hell.
Yeah, baby.
Nebraska hopes their new slogan, honestly, it's not for everyone, somehow goes over well. And Texas man robs a convenience store, runs out with five cases of Bud Light. He ran out with five cases and got away. He had five cases
of Bud Light,
which is impressive.
Dilly-dilly.
And that is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. Today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us. We spin... We spin the category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. And here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. To date, our biggest dummy ever is the lovely and talented Josh, who drank a big old frosty mug of dumb juice and answered 20 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. So give us a call and off we go on Big Dummy.
Be contestant, play Big Dummy, call 844-999-OLA. You can like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All the callers and away we go. Welcome to show number 2921. What a large and in charge program do we have for you today. Man, this is going to be a guaranteed future repeat. I guarantee you'll hear this show one more time. It'll be so good. We have planned this bad boy out for you today. And we are all, we're going to feast. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has great American sandwiches. And this is so timely. So timely. Because on our last episode, as we were walking out the door, and we still have not been able to wrap our head around this, our own Mike Hawk said that he did not know what a cheesesteak was. First we said steak and cheese.
Correct.
And then we said cheesesteak. And he said, what do you mean? You put cheese on steak. And technically, Mike, you can. You can put blue cheese and have it encrusted on top of your steak. That is heard of.
All right.
I will say this, though.
Fair.
Ted, in the office, you said that you believed that Mike probably had a cheesesteak, but he just didn't understand the terminology. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Or maybe he hasn't had, like, a proper one. A proper cheesesteak.
Okay, so, Mike, are you serious?
Have you had his beef and broccoli?
Have you ever had a cheesesteak? Do you believe that you've ever had a cheesesteak in your life?
I think Ted's right on this one. I think I've technically had a cheesesteak, but I don't think it was a proper cheesesteak.
A proper cheesesteak. Okay, so today, we have for you a proper cheesesteak. Not only do we have a proper cheesesteak the head chef, and we're going to eat some chicken wings here in a minute because they were on the menu, so we ordered those as well.
And they're still hot and they smell good. We're not going to lie to you. We're going to crush them.
It's not like people are going over to just smell that bag of food.
Yeah, there's a place called Tat's Deli, and they have amazing sandwiches. One of the things they have is called a Tatstrami. Mm-hmm. And, Mike, what that is basically kind of like a Reuben pastrami hoagie type sandwich.
Yeah.
Okay?
I'm in.
And I know you've never had anything like that before. And then the moment where I thought, hey, man, what other thing might Mike have never tried? I walked in real quick before we made the order. Finally, I said, have you ever had chicken parm? And Mike, your answer was?
Negative.
So, at least when you talk about these great American
how
sandwiches.
How were you alive?
How could you never have a chicken parmesan sub?
Yeah.
Because I don't order anything than what I usually order, Ted.
And that's why.
Mike, you know what? And I got to be honest with you. Just listen. You know, the way things are these days, you know, you hear things about people and there's all kinds of different things going on out there. In your case, I was just thinking of scenarios where I would say, you know what? I never thought about it at the time, but now that you're telling me this is what you found Mike Hawk guilty of or guilty to be, it makes sense. A Russian spy. I mean, like,
a Russian spy.
I cannot believe that you have not had these delicious things.
Mike, like my vodka.
When you go to a sandwich shop,
what gave it away?
What
Russian
do you get?
Machine does not eat parm.
Is there a Russian sandwich? You know, but what do you get when you go to a sandwich shop?
Usually just a turkey sandwich.
And you never deviated?
No. I don't go into a whole lot of sandwich shops.
He doesn't. Thank you. He doesn't go to a lot of sandwich shops.
You can't go to a place
shop.
That only has a like. If they have a turkey sandwich, they got to have like another sandwich. Right?
It's just not turkey.
Well, hang on. Now, maybe in Mike's defense, because we grew, you know, we're from the East Coast, we're grossed in sandwich culture.
Yes, we are.
And deep fat. I get it, man. I'm just saying. I feel like if you go to a place and like we have a turkey sandwich, like do you have any other kind of sandwich?
I like Subway though.
Here's
like
what's up.
I like Subway.
What do you get at Subway?
Okay,
the club.
What's on the club?
What's that? Turkey, ham, and roast beef?
You got it.
Whoa. Hey.
Damn. Some lettuce on there, cucumber, pickles, olives.
And I thought Guy Fieri was in charge of Flavor Town.
Hey.
A little honey mustard.
Like some of them putting honey mustard on stuff.
Hell yeah.
Get that Chipotle.
It's delicious.
All right. So the head chef's going to have great American sandwiches, and we got some food from Tat's Deli, so you're going to get an original cheesesteak, a Philly cheesesteak. And I'll tell you what, obviously, the only Philly cheesesteak is a cheesesteak that you get in Philadelphia.
You have to be yelled at and insulted and quite possibly had some of the cook's sweat drip directly into your food.
And a lot of that has to do with the bun. A lot of that has to do with a lot of things. But nothing tastes quite like that.
I think the attitude, Miles.
However.
Next!
As far as the best that we can get here in Seattle, it's Tat's, without question. And so we went with their cheesesteak. We also went with their Tatstrami, which is pastrami, so Mike could try that.
Really? Is the Tatstrami something that Tat's does?
And chicken parm.
The Tatstrami is from in a million years. Mm-hmm. I never would have thought.
And chicken
parm. Tatstrami. By the way, a comment says, oh my God, the Tatstrami is bomb.
It is. Oh, it's the best sandwich that's in the bag, maybe. I think we're going to cut it up and we're going to eat it when the head chef gets on the. But in the meantime, seriously, we do have chicken wings in there, and we cannot wait to get to the next break because we're going to eat the living hell out of them. Then we're not going to let those things go cold.
It was discussed. It's going to happen.
It's happening. The head chef is on the way. Ted's meat and potatoes. Noah Sherlock will drink and tell us with a shout of the day. Another round of profile. This and today is the day we play Big Dummy to be a contestant. 844-999. Ola. It's an easy game to play. We'll spin the category wheel. From there, all we ask is you get one question right.
Just one.
Now, just so we know where your head's at, we ask you what team you're playing for. Are you playing for team sober? Are you playing for team not sober? So far, our biggest dummy has been Josh. It took him 20 questions to get one correct. Now, every time we play Big Dummy, we do our men's room poll, and last week we asked you if there was something that you had to have in your mouth for 60 seconds, pick what? So here were your options. A living tarantula. A live wasp. A stranger's big toe or a poop-covered dog paw. Now, as you vote there, if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, we put the poll up for you every week, and we also take a poll of the contestants.
I was not. I was
on vacation. I completely forgot.
You are deep in the Amazon.
Ted was not here for that. Yeah, that was last week's poll.
How long is it in there?
60 seconds in your mouth. So where are you going? A live wasp, living tarantula, a stranger's big toe, or a poop-covered dog paw.
I totally
60 seconds in your mouth.
That's guess tarantula.
Tarantula.
Yeah. Ooh.
Okay, overwhelmingly, the stranger's big toe won pretty well in a landslide.
Really?
Followed by a living tarantula, a poop-covered dog paw, and last but not least, a live wasp. So that was
okay.
The
live
thing.
Wasp is just going to sting the crap out of you. Tarantula, I'm hoping, maybe doesn't bite.
So on our last episode, we get an email here, and this one comes from your dedicated listener in Mesa, Arizona, Cameron, who is the first officer on the poop deck of Ted's Royal Navy. And he says, hola, bicholas. Okay. Hola. All right. He says, I'm listening to you guys, and this is freaking hilarious. The next men's room poll should go as follows. How would you ingest your cremated friend? As we had a discussion off the cuff about, if you had a cremated friend, dumped their ashes, how would you do it? Whatever. So here are your options on your cremated friend. Would you mix him in a smoothie? Would you bake him in a brownie?
Right, because somebody gave out cookies.
Yep. Would you be a dry rub for a chicken wing? Would you eat it on a dry rub?
Ted's idea.
Yeah, sure. It was your idea. Yeah. And finally, my idea, rolled into a joint and smoked.
Right.
So those are your four options. How would you ingest your cremated friend?
And all
friend?
Of these have happened, I believe.
Yes, they have.
I'm into all of them.
Smoothie, brownie, which happened here with a cookie situation.
In California.
In California. Just happened the other day. The smoothie was in England.
I'm not sure. I think it was a listener. They were not part of it, but I want to say he said like his wife's side of the family drank a deceased friend in a smoothie.
So if your friend is cremated, you have the ashes, how would you ingest your friend? Again, smoothie, brownie, dry rub on a chicken wing, or rolled into a joint and smoked. That is our men's room poll.
All right, I will say this. I cannot answer right now based on just one thing. I know we're about to go eat some chicken wings. So to right now, right? I mean,
you just don't want to think about it.
No. I absolutely would eat them on a chicken wing. It's like going to the grocery store hungry. Everything sounds good. So like when you ask that, knowing I am about to eat chicken wings, like clearly I want them on a wing.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I'm going chicken
wing. But don't mark
wing.
Me down for
you're
that.
Going chicken
wing? I'm
sure.
Going chicken wing.
I think I'm going to go rolled up and smoked, although if I had to eat it, it would be baked in a brownie.
Yeah, I agree.
I think a brownie, Ted's brownies or whatever it would
ideally,
be.
Ideally, I'd like to use your idea, like smoke miles and then
eat a brownie.
Then eat a wing, eat a brownie, and put down that smoothie.
Oh, like spread your friend the whole thing.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I could eat four dudes at once. Ashes.
Just go to Five Guys.
Isolate that clip there, Mike.
All right.
All right, the game is Big Dummy. 844-999. Ola, who is our first contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Jerry. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hello, Jerry.
Jerry. Oh, what a roaring start.
Goodbye, Jerry. Yeah, that is a nice way to start.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Hang on.
Oh, no. What's wrong?
Mike should look at it.
Hold on.
Sandwich Man is here.
He's looking.
Going to pull a crit.
See, look. This is what happens on the show.
He's obviously staring at more things than he does when he goes and looks at a menu.
We have no idea.
Which is the same thing.
I'm just going to say this.
He doesn't even open.
No,
he just pushes it back to the waiter.
Jerry.
Here you go, sir.
Jerry, I think I did you dirty.
Oh, you hung up on it too?
Well, no, it's too much. It's a tech thing. Look, any time that Mike Hawk moves with reflexes of a ninja and shows up in the spot you sit, you have done something wrong. That's all you need to know is that you effed up.
The ninja that hates sushi.
Hello, Ramon. Welcome to the men's room. Ah, geez.
Oh, come on.
No, Ramon.
Ramon?
Hello, Ramon. Hang on. Maybe. Nothing on your side there, Ron?
No.
Yeah, it sounds like it's good. Nothing.
Hang on. All right, listen. Hello, Ramon.
Oh, Ramon.
If you're on hold, ready to play Big Dummy, we're experiencing technical difficulties.
Here comes the turkey-eating
with
ninja. The turkey-eating ninja's in the house.
With this brand new facility.
I've never seen him mouth
top-notch
those words.
Equipment.
But it would indicate that a woman has been inseminated.
Bounty paper towels on sale all this week at Bartels.
I don't want the kids to figure out what he said there, but yeah.
Did you figure it out?
Seriously,
he's just staring at it now. What are you staring at?
Hello, Ramon. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh, you're kidding me.
You lose his
mind. No, Ramon.
I don't want to talk to Ramon.
Man, oh, man. You know, like when you watch sports. And the coach gets mad, and you can't hear him, but you can clearly read what he just said. Oh, yeah. That was him. Right? You want me to give it a try?
All right.
Hello, Ramon. Welcome to the men's room.
Ramon.
Oh, God. I don't want to hang up on Ramon. Ramon, just hang on, bud.
Ramon, you just stay there, dude.
We get to you first. We get to you
first. Why does that always happen? They can always hear you. Like, Ramon's...
I don't know. I don't know. That's the problem. Like, he's probably going, hello, hola. Hey, guy, we understand.
Guys, are you there?
Guys. I'd love to play the game with you if we could just get you on the line.
All right, let me ask you guys questions.
Fine.
I just discovered these fascinating. So these are all multiple choice.
Okay. All right. I'll play the game.
Kermit the Frog's mansion in The Muppets.
Kermit the Frog has a mansion.
Yes, in The Muppets.
He's Kermit the Frog.
It is also the same mansion that was in either Home Alone or The Big Lebowski.
Big Lebowski.
Same Big Lebowski?
I'll say Home Alone.
Ted, you are correct. Big Lebowski. We continue. The train station where Superman defeats General Zod in Man of Steel is also the same train station where the Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone train station is, or the same train station for My Friend's Best Wedding. Apparently, there's very limited sets here. So, Superman defeats General Zod in a train station, all right? This is their big fight. But it's the same train station that was either My Best Friend's Wedding or Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
I'm going to say My Best Friend's Wedding.
All right, I'll say Harry Potter.
You should have listened to Miles, Ted. It was My Best Friend's Wedding. All right, we got one more. Ted, I know two of these movies I know you've seen.
All right.
Charles Xavier School for Gifted Youngsters in the X-Men movies is the same as Adam Sandler's mansion in Billy Madison or the mansion in Scarface.
Ooh, both great mansions.
What was the first?
So the first movie is from the X-Men movies, Charles Xavier School for the Gifted Youngsters. It's the same as either Billy Madison's mansion or Scarface's mansion.
Oh, Mr. Penguin.
I'm going to say Billy Madison.
I'll say, yeah, Billy Madison.
You are correct.
All right. Nice.
Okay. Uh-huh. The Scarface one seems like that would be in Miami. So you could definitively tell, like, white stucco and all that stuff.
Yeah, actually, you know what? Yeah, it was.
Plus, the one in Billy Madison was just bigger.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point. Right.
His dad owned a lot of hotels, dude.
So there's that.
Since we don't have any people to talk to, can we just eat these chicken wings now?
You know,
Mike's holder of the chicken wings.
Well, no, I mean, we can't just bring them in.
Yeah.
I think maybe we should just discuss Adam Sandler films.
All right, what else you got?
Recently I watched Happy Gilmore again.
Wait, which one? The Wedding Singer.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
All right, what about The Wedding Singer? What do you know about The Wedding Singer?
It takes place in Pittsburgh.
Do you remember he tried to get a job at a bank?
All right.
The bank he tried to get the job in is the same bank that was featured in what movie? Inside Man or Spider-Man 2?
I'll say based on time period, Inside Man.
All right.
I'll agree.
Spider-Man 2 it is.
Oh, Spider-Man 2.
Yes, Spider-Man 2 in Pittsburgh.
I don't get it.
Right, you want me to like bank?
Uh-oh, we're going back for it.
Why isn't this on video? I wish people could see Mike right now.
I'm just looking at it.
Hello, Ramon. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello?
Hola!
For hanging in there. Are we playing for Team Sober, Team Not Sober?
I'm playing for Team Sober. Wonderful. Thank God for technology, because it's messing everything up.
Yes, it is. That is a fact. It's a brand new facility.
Mike Hawk needs a drink. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to you guys, man. You guys are the greatest. I love you guys,
man.
Thank you, man.
We appreciate it. All right, Ramon, we got to do this men's room poll. How would you ingest your cremated friend? Through a smoothie, a brownie, a dry rub on a chicken wing, or rolled into a joint and smoked?
You know, brother, I'm going to go with you, and I'm going to say rolled into a joint and smoke.
All right, there we go. Vote number one. Smoke.
Show of hands, how many people are shocked by that
answer? Don't forget to vote when you call.
No, well, how do I vote when I call?
You just did. But you can also vote online if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live.
Yeah, you're getting a little deep on this, Ramon.
Just learned that in a meeting.
Alrighty, I hear you.
That's a great name, man, Ramon. All right, here is the question.
I love you guys.
We love you.
Five times calling your wonderful radio station. I have won tickets to Soundgarden, Nine Inch Nails, tickets to Veta Grand Fleet, and I also won tickets to Skid Row and Quiet Riot.
Oh,
and
you guys are awesome. Well, sorry about the last one. Everything
else sounded great.
I never have to go.
50 bucks, get you on my bus so we can do some blow. Look, Ramon, we're going to put you on hold because we got chicken wings to eat. We're going to bring you back. We're going to do question one.
I'm going to be the big dummy.
Okay, you're not going to be the big dummy. We're going to put you on hold and come back and play the game.
I like him. I like Ramon.
I like him. He's all right, too. If you'd like to be a contestant, now that we've got everything working there, I'm Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. Big Dummy's coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, Big Dummy is the game. We're just getting underway here with contestant number one. That would be Ramon playing for Team Sober. And Ramon there waiting patiently. We haven't even got to your first question yet, so away we go.
All right.
All right, Ramon.
You there?
Yeah,
can you hear me?
Yeah, we got all that, man. Can you hear us, Ramon? Right.
Yes, I can hear you guys.
All right, fantastic. All right, listen, now, today's poll has to do with cremation, which comes from a previous episode that we had here on the show. So with that in mind, our question is, located in Asia, what country has the highest number of cremations per capita at almost 99%?
You know, I'm going to go on a limb right here, guys, just because I don't want to be the big dummy. I'm going to say China.
Man, you want to pick a different limb.
Oh,
not a bad guess, though. And actually, believe it or not, China has an exceptionally high rate. Korea has an exceptionally high rate.
No, it's where the Buddhist monks are, isn't it? Probably.
What was it?
Believe it or not. All right, so number one, Japan.
As I say, Japan.
It is like Nepal and all the rest of this.
Yeah.
Because Buddhism requires that you are cremated at the end. So any country that has a heavy Buddhist or Sikh population, count on.
Mm-hmm. And then they put you into the garden and till you for next year's crop.
Unless Miles is there, which
makes
you
a big dummy, right?
No. There's something that makes you a big dummy. I'm just saying, I don't think that's it.
Oh, I love your optimism.
Ooh, turn me on. All right, here's your question. On the TV show Family Guy, which president has been happily singing in public about being nude?
Repeat the question for me. On the
TV show Family Guy.
Yep.
What president has happily been singing in public about being nude?
I watch Family Guy all the time, man. This is some S. I have no idea.
Guess the president.
The president, I'll say Obama.
Okay. Not a bad guess. Ted?
Man, I don't know this one.
I'm going to go Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton.
Oh, Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hey. Bill playing the odds. Hey.
Look at that thing right there.
All right. According to the Charlie Daniels Band, what instrument does the devil play in the song The Devil Went Down to Georgia?
What instrument does he play?
Yes.
Correct.
Is that what? It was a fiddle or a violin.
Oh, very good.
There you go.
All right.
Nice I don't know if you heard the story, Miles, but the devil went down to Georgia to see if he could find a soul to steal.
All right.
Well, he was way behind. He was in a bind. He was looking to make a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Sadly, it's all I remember. But I do know a hickory stump is involved where a dude named Johnny shows up, all right? And the devil notices that he is playing his violin rather well. Because apparently Johnny has nothing to do except sit on hickory stumps and play the fiddle.
Yeah.
So the devil sees this as the devil is in Georgia and says, hey, man, I'll tell you what. I'm the devil. Here's what I'm going to do. Let's have a fiddle off, all right?
Yeah.
Kind of like dueling banjos, but it's you and me, all right? But it's fiddles. And this is the deal, Johnny. The deal is, if you play better than me, I'm going to give you my fiddle. But the good news, my fiddle is made of gold. All right? But if you lose,
you lose your soul.
You sure you haven't heard of the story?
I have heard the story.
Oh, okay.
I will say this, though. Here's the problem with the story.
But then the band's playing. And listen, the devil and this whole band of demons jumped in. I tell you what it sounded like. Kind of down, 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 down. Frankly, if I'm a judge, I say, hey,
devil wins.
Johnny, sorry, man.
You suck.
In the head, it's not that Johnny's song was bad.
It wasn't that great.
The song was fine. Johnny, I'd like, maybe we can get a steal. Yeah. But for me, I got to send you to hell, bro, because the devil kind of laid it down with his demon band.
I thought so.
I'm
too.
Sorry.
If you listen to the song, there's no way that Johnny wins.
No, and the problem
That's the problem with the song.
At the time the song came out, I'm a child, okay? I am a child, so I'm listening to this, and they played it all the time, and I kept thinking, God's going to send me to hell, because, like, right, and I don't want to say anything to anybody, because I'm like, hey, man, is it just me? But, like, I'm telling you, the devil killed it. He killed it. That song was so cool, and Johnny was all right.
Average.
Just, if it's a battle of the bands. Mm-hmm. So I thought I was going to hell for a while, then I learned different, but tell
all
me.
That.
Listen to that song again. Tell
all
me
that,
wrong.
All that wrong. From the Charlie Daniels band. That's what you take away.
Yeah, that's what I took away. Yeah, like,
unfair.
Oh my God. What?
Unfair contest.
Why did he say that?
Right? Because the one guy, the devil's using the whole band.
Yeah, but Johnny still won.
Yeah.
Oh. That's why you think it's rigged. There's no freaking way he won.
And the ghouls, they killed it.
The ghouls, yes.
Whatever they call it.
Demons.
More of Big Dummy coming up. 844-999-GOOLA. If you would like to be a contestant.
Who else? What are you, Vincent Price?
I know.
The ghouls
of the season.
No,
to have some cider.
No one says that.
Ghouls.
It's a ghoulish night.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.